It's wild how inconsistent the memory is. You meet somebody and like 10 seconds later, don't remember their name at all. They just introduce themselves to you. Or there's something you really need to remember and then 10 minutes later, you're searching, nothing, you can't think of it. But then somebody can mention something just sort of offhand, and 10 years later you still remember it. It's still like always kind of coming back into your mind. So my buddy's, he was celebrating a birthday. We were in his garage, and he just mentioned, you know, as you get older, he said, I just realize more and more the importance of good friends. How good friends are so important in life. I suppose you could go through your whole life without friends. You could. Can you imagine what your life would look like? No friends at all. You can go through it, I suppose. But you think about even the most like grueling task and the most exhausting journey, and how if you're doing that with a good friend or a group of good friends, how it changes the whole thing. It changes the whole thing. Your whole experience of it. And that you're not doing it alone. And everything a good friend does for you, right? That a good friend reminds you of things even when you've forgotten them. One of the big, among the sad things of our modern age is how even, you know, the art of actual friendships is really lost. It is. Like people actually having really real friendships in their life. Not just people you do things with, but people who you have deep friendships with. And the loss of like community, groups of friends, in which there's something bigger than yourself that's a part of that. You can go through the whole Christian life, I suppose, without really knowing the saints. Can. But the saints explicitly are our friends in heaven. That the saints are the ones who are with us on the journey, that they're praying for us, and that you can get to know the saints truly. That even in the midst of the most grueling work and the grueling task or the exhaustive journey of this life, the saints and knowing the saints in the same way as you have friends, but then you have some who are your best friends, saints who you get to know really well, they change what the whole Christian life looks like and feels like and the whole experience of it. But it's a thing that's lost in our modern age of the Christian faith too, not just friendships, but really knowing the saints and having devotions to the saints. That instead our Christian life isn't just one where we're trying to live it on our own amongst other people here on this earth, but not knowing the saints and the friendship and the community and the vital importance that is of having good saints in your life. That it's their prayers and being able to know them and turn to some in particular in the midst of things that becomes so much of what changes what the Christian life and the experience of the Christian life and the trials of the Christian life are like. Because their whole time in heaven now is one of helping us to be soon where they are. And that this isn't some guarantee. Like you all die and everyone goes to heaven. It's not true. It's not true. It's a damn lie. And we need help. We need help. Their prayers and opening us to God's grace and reminding us because our memories are such inconsistent things of remembering, helping us remember who God is. And by looking to them and looking to their life of what the Christian life is about and what it looks like to live it. And the joy and the life in it. And how a life, even you can look at the saints in which you look at their life and you're like, oh, that just looks like a lot of sadness and suffering. But then you see, just like a seed, that when it falls to the ground, it dies, but then it bears immense, incredible fruit that can only come from grace. We look to that and we remember that. And we remember and we remember and we remember. And they pray for us. I want you to call to mind, all of you who are confirmed, who's your confirmation saint? Surely you remember, right? I asked my dad last night. He had no clue. He didn't. Call them to mind. Those of you who aren't confirmed yet, what saint were you named after? Your first and middle name. Tell them in the silence of your hearts what you want them to pray for you for and for your family. Speak to them.